Hello, welcome to Thoughts from the Psalms, a series of meditations from the great hymn book of the Bible. I'm David Frierie. Psalms 113 to 118, known as the Egyptian Hallel Psalms. Egyptian Hallel Psalms, Psalm 118, the God of our hope and the God of our Messiah.
Psalm 118. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
In our previous programme on Psalm 118, the last of the six Egyptian Hallel Psalms, we spoke about the God of our hope. Today we will think about the God of our Messiah, and then conclude the whole series by summing up the theme of praise found in these psalms. Firstly then, the God of our Messiah. Back in Psalm 114, on the God of the Exodus, we saw how the Exodus represents the new creation, as God's original creation had become spoilt by those whom he had created. And we also saw that the Exodus of God's people from Egypt was just a stepping stone along the way to a complete liberation of his people in Jesus the Messiah. So we have already spoken about the Messiah, but now as the Egyptian Hallel Psalms reach a climax, at the end of Psalm 118, we see the Messiah is now lifted high in messianic glory. Verses 19 and 20 give again a liturgical feel to this psalm, with the sense of the people processing towards the temple. The gates of righteousness are the gates of the temple, are also called the gate of the Lord. But then look at verses 22 through to verse 26. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, it is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Let's reflect on the rich use of this psalm to describe Jesus at his own entry into Jerusalem, as he seeks to bring in another exodus, leading God's people not to a new geographically defined land, but to a new kingdom and a new life that we can discover wherever we are on God's earth. No longer just a land covenant giving God's people a particular place in the land of Canaan, but rather the fulfillment of what the Exodus was ultimately pointing to, namely heaven. We have already said when we looked at Psalm 115 that the Passover and the Exodus were pointing to Jesus. But now we see the grand climax to this series of Psalms, where we see a specific emphasis on the God of our Messiah. Jesus is indeed in focus at the end of the Psalm. Remember Jesus' triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday? This was the righteous one entering through the gate of the city as a saviour and representative of his people. And the crowds in Jerusalem saw in him a fulfilment of Psalm 118, as they cried out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And yet all that acclamation proved to be shallow, for actually here was Jesus entering the city soon to die for the sins of his people. Yes, the festal sacrifice had entered the city and was about to die. Here was the only perfect sacrifice there had ever been, the perfect Lamb of God to which all earlier sacrifices had been pointing. There is, however, a difference between the way Jews and Christians view this event. Most Jews, while initially seeing something messianic in Jesus as a political saviour, are even today still celebrating a Passover, a hope in a life still to be revealed when their true Messiah comes. Yet for us Christians, and for messianic Jews, those who have trusted in Christ, we see instead in Jesus the climax of messianic hope that was focused on the person and work of Christ. In Jesus' life and death, but then new life into which all true believers enter. The New Testament further uses verses in this psalm to refer to Jesus. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 is speaking of Jesus when he quotes verse 22 about the stone that the builders rejected having become the cornerstone. The cornerstone, or capstone, was essential to the stability of a building. In the New Testament, Jesus is the cornerstone and foundation of his church. Remove Jesus from his rightful role, and a structure begins to collapse. So in Psalm 118, we are encouraged to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. And so the psalm, indeed, the whole Egyptian Hallel ends with that phrase we have already considered. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And we can see that in Jesus. So we have seen God as both the God of our hope and the God of our Messiah. But now finally, the God of our praise. And with this, I will close our series. As I've said, Hallel means praise in Hebrew. These Psalms 113 to 118, which we have been studying, are known as the Egyptian Hallel because they are used in the context of the liturgy of the annual Passover celebration of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. And as Hallel means praise, each psalm teaches us one or more elements for praise. Taken together then, we can praise God for his creation, for his setting his people free from slavery in Egypt, which is a picture of the salvation and freedom to come in Christ. And we praise God for Jesus' sacrifice for our sins on the cross. We praise him for our salvation, that he is God both of our hope and of our Messiah. Indeed, our hope and confidence are based on Jesus as being Messiah to each of us personally when he came as Saviour of the world, meaning he has his people in all parts of the world. We praise him for Jesus' power over death, his resurrection being our resurrection. The world is full of delusions about false gods, but we praise God that we have experienced personally that he is the one and only true God who has revealed himself to us. And as we look at the world with all its wars and unrest, we praise God that he is God of the nations. We praise him that one day the whole world will be brought into submission to him, that sin and all those who rejected Jesus as Lord will be destroyed, and that our ultimate destiny as Christians will be to live in a new heaven and a new earth, where sin will be no more. We will then be restored to the state that mankind was originally created in, to enjoy harmony with God. We have then plenty of praise material here. We need to learn from Scripture's pattern and let our praise be shaped by biblical examples over a period of time. The Hallel Psalms model this in a short and clear way. We have traced a path through praise of God and creation in the Exodus, in life amidst foreign gods, in the face of death among the nations, and ultimately to Jesus himself. If we learn hallelujah from this pattern, then our praise will be rooted in God's reality, day by day, whatever we may experience on any particular day, as the most pressing point to raise with him. If you wish to discuss anything in this programme with me, David Friary, please contact me via our studio.